Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us here on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and engaging and doing something. Right? Doing something more than nothing. Just amazing. And what's going on out there in the world is even more amazing. I mean, there are these stories flying by us that we're not paying a whole bunch of attention to. I know there's too much coming at you, right? And I get it. It is a big deal. But man, you heard today Harvard's Claudia Gay. She resigned. And man, it just shows you. She resigned. They didn't fire her, which is exactly what they should have done. Right? And the beauty is she blamed it all, as usual. She blamed it all on the other people. She blamed it all on racism. She blamed it all on everything but her own. Remember? Come on, you heard it here first. The party of non-responsibility. I mean, think about this. And, you know, the funny thing about Harvard. I think it's America's oldest. It's supposed to be a very prestigious or most prestigious university. When this stuff keeps happening, right, why are people going to trust any of this anymore? You know, most of these schools, including Harvard, which I find amazing, They were founded to help people, or actually, if you both Harvard and Penn State were established to glorify God and instill piety and encourage Americans' brightest young scholars to channel their intellect for greater good. These are in their own foundational comments or writings, I should say. They no longer have faith in God. They no longer even give God any glory. Matter of fact, you got to keep religion out of most of those classes. To them, their God now is their political ideology. They bow at the altar of the Democrats. I mean, really, seriously. So when you think of the initial reason those schools were started and where they are today, 180 degrees from where they were supposed to be. 180 degrees from what they were meant to be doing. I mean, these schools, virtue, godliness, totally drifted away from all of that. And now even some of the rabbis have I don't want to say they've gotten strong finally. Okay? And now what they're doing is you got rabbis out there ripping these universities as cesspools of anti-Semitism. They should be ripped for those things. Somebody should be all over them for that crazy stuff. I mean, again, I'm sorry. Yes, I know. Hit the ground running and yelling. That's always good. I haven't had people from this organization on for a long time. And I'm actually truly, honestly sorry about it. But Michael Austin is going to join me. He's with Project 21. Love them. Always did. God, been involved with them in some way, shape, manner, or form shortly after the show started. Met them out at CPAC in D.C. So Michael is a member of Free Market Economic Consultant, a president of Knowledge. Okay, hold on. Losing my voice here. He's a Project 21 member. He's a free market economic consultant, president of Knowledge and Decisions Economic Consulting. He has spent his professional life educating about and fighting for pro-families, pro-freedom, public policy. He was the chief economist at two Kansas governors. He served as director of fiscal policy at the Kansas Policy Institute. I mean, he's got the creds to, you know, speak forward, to speak up. He just wrote a piece on the black conservatives cheering the resignation of the Harvard president. I mean, I'm going to ask him when he comes on. He'll be on it a little bit here. Does that help? Does it really help? I mean, she has blamed it on everything else but truly what happened. She now, for what it's worth, there's a black mark now with her, right? Because, look it, they accused her because of her color, because of DEI, is the only reason she got the job. And I would say, you know what, they've at least proved this because of DEI. No question about it in my mind. And it all plays together. It doesn't work out well for them. They think it does. I don't know why. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. MyPillow.com. Remember, Lindell is helping all of us try to make some money online, give you a great product. Check it out. MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, get informed first. My favorite saying, and you know that. I mean, it's like, don't be them, right? Don't run off at the last a Twitter feed that you saw, whatever, byline, whatever they call them. Anyway, you know, get informed. Make sure you have the real information before you start stepping out there and making a fool out of all of us. Because you don't just bring yourself down. You bring us all down with you, and you get a little goofy out there with some of the stuff that you say. Hey, I'm pleased to have with me Project 21 member Michael Austin. He's a free market economic consultant, president of Knowledge and Decisions Economic Consulting. He spends his professional life educating about fighting for pro-family, pro-freedom, and public policy, and that right there makes him a friend. Michael, how you doing?
Doing well, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I'm glad you could spend the time with me tonight, because we've got again, you've got the ex Harvard president Claudine Gay, who went out, I would say, in a bit of a bang today with her resignation letter, blaming everything but anything that she did. And she you know, she blamed it on conservative values. She didn't fess up to her plagiarism, and again, this is what happens when you hire people on basically because of DEI, right?
That's exactly right. I think in perhaps what is the shortest tenure ever held
it was.
By a Harvard University president, Claudine Gay, she has just proved to America that DEI brings as much improvement to an organization as a penguin does to a desert. It is about damn time that she stepped down, and frankly, I think we're all saying it, good riddance.
Yeah. Yeah. Michael, one of the comments I made in the opening session was, look, it is bad, and I don't agree with all this, but it's bad enough that people already believe that, people in positions like that, people of color in positions like that, got in there because of affirmative action, or they got a leg up because of who they are or the color of their skin. She didn't help that at all, did she?
No, she didn't. And, coming from diversity, equity, inclusion, I mean, what are all these euphemisms? Let's call a spade a spade. This is affirmative action. And affirmative action, I think many folks have been saying it out there, it's a poison. It's a poison because it locks out qualified, well-qualified individuals from getting crucial roles, but then it also stereotypes the very people it claims to champion. And I'm sorry, but as an African American, I don't want a message out there that the only way that I could get to a position of prominence, right, is just based on the color of my skin. Judge me by the content of my character. Judge me by what I bring to the table, not what I look like.
Yeah, I so much agree. I had been proposing for years here in California. I said, you know what? When people apply for certain positions, what they should do is it shouldn't have a name. It shouldn't have a sex or gender or whatever it is they're calling it these days. Shouldn't have any of that stuff on it. Just a number. Hey, candidate number 2335. Wow, I love the creds here. I love the education that they got and what have you. That way there, nothing is skewed by color or sexual orientation or anything else like that. It's just nuts, the road that we've gone down. Do you really want somebody, an engineer building a bridge like the Golden Gate Bridge, who got in and really doesn't have the creds they need to make it work?
Right, and think of it this way. The Harvard Corporation, they kept Claudine Gay, even though she refused to denounce the blossoming Nazism that was happening in Harvard's corridors. I mean, it was the elephant in the room, but because of the color of her skin, they're willing to overlook blatant anti-Semitism, harboring anti-Semitism at the university. I mean, do you think if anyone dared to question the trans community's use of pronouns, they'd get the same grace pass? No. But they did it for her because she was spouting the right message, and that she, and that fact that she was African American. But like you said, then finding the 50 instances of plagiarism in that work was just jaw dropping. And it just goes to show that leftist double standard is just so glaring. It practically wears neon, Joe. It wears a neon vest.
Well, apparently, as I read into the article, first of all, she's going to keep her almost $1 million a year salary. They're going to keep her on staff or whatever. So she's going to keep that $900,000-plus a year salary. And she, apparently, according to her resume, she was much less qualified than her predecessors. So I'm sitting there scratching my head going, this kind of locks it again back to the DEI situation. This locks it in to say, look, you looked at her resume. You looked at what her life was like, and we're supposed to get better, not worse. So why did you hire her?
She was not qualified.
Right?
That's exactly right. No, that's exactly right, Joe. She was not qualified. She was not qualified for the job, and clearly she could not handle the job. And now from here on out, Harvard's first black president is probably the first, disappointing president Harvard ever has. And that's the stigma now, right, that could potentially taint African Americans as a whole. That's what happens when you don't focus on merit. You just focus on, virtue signals, what looks good. But the irony is that it hurts everybody involved, and it's just a dagger through the heart of those individuals who actually want to succeed based on their own knowledge, skills, and abilities.
You think this hurts Harvard going forward?
Well, I do think it's a wake-up call. And I do think it's a wake-up call, not just for Harvard, but, you know, for, you know, almost all of academia. It's a signal that, look, DEI is corruption. And you can find it anywhere nowadays, right? You can find it in a university. You can find it in the private sector. You can find it in schools. You can find it in nonprofit work. And every time you will find DEI, I bet you will find similar improprieties. You will find similar instances of malfeasance, of people doing the wrong things, of people not focusing on what they should be doing, and instead focusing on identity politics. So I don't think Harvard is going to get the message other than the fact that just they feel shame and guilt, but I think it can reverberate if you take the strategy that was applied to getting Harvard to cave and apply it to every other institution that it puts up these affirmative action hires.
Now, it's interesting, too, that now I don't know how many of these are true, but she's been accused of 50 counts of plagiarism, if you would. And there, even though she's denied and others have denied and say it's not so bad, I'd like to put it this way. One is you can actually see where she's lifted full paragraphs and phrases off of other, you know, documents. But she's at the height of academia. This is the mortal sin of academia, is it not?
It really is, and it goes to show that in academia, what matters isn't the quality of the work, right? What matters is how many pats on the back you can get. What matters is how, you know, legitimate you can make yourself. And Harvard, you know, arguably the most prestigious, you know, university here in America, doesn't sell, you know, the best quality of work. They sell legitimacy. And it goes to show that their focus has just turned so far away from its start, where it used to be about a seminary institution praising God, and now it wants to, you know, abhor God and advocate for, you know, genocide of the Jews. It's just striking that that's what leftism does.
Michael, we got to go for a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, people. A lot more when we return.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
USA News Update. The death toll after the earthquakes in Japan has risen to 48 as people there continue to take shelter on high ground. At the same time, we're learning Southern California experienced a 4.1 magnitude earthquake just before 8:30 Monday morning. The U.S. Geological Survey stated the epicenter was off the coast of Rancho Palos Verdes in Los Angeles County. Fortunately, there have been no reports of damage or injuries from this. Initially reported as a 4.3 magnitude quake, it was later adjusted to 4.1. The truck driver involved in the head-on collision that killed Dixie Chicks founding member Laura Lynch could be facing criminal charges. A sergeant with the Texas Department of Public Safety told TMZ they're awaiting results of drug and alcohol tests that were taken of the truck driver. Investigators say the driver got into Lynch's lane while attempting to pass two vehicles. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, get informed first, so we don't have to clean up your mess, too. But get informed first, and I'm telling you, man, you can have conversations. Don't let them drag you all over the place, okay? You can have conversations with people on the other side of the aisle or other side of an issue than you are, as long as you're well-informed. If you just spewing the party line or spewing your group's line, you won't win. It will not work, I'm telling you. I'm honored to have Project 21 member Michael Austin with me. He's a free market economic consultant and president of Knowledge and Decisions Economic Consulting. And Michael, thanks for being with me.
Good to be here, Joe.
You know, Michael, being an economist, I'm going to go sideways on you a little bit here. Being an economist and, you know, watching what's been going on and working with Kansas governors and what have you, we're fine, right? I mean, Bidenomics is just doing us great here. For some odd reason, Joey B's really mad that the media won't get on board with his Bidenomics and how well it's working. What do you think?
Well, I think that's because, you know, you can talk about how great Bidenomics is, and then you have to leave your building, your office, your home, and you have to go to the grocery store, and you realize, oh, no, this isn't working at all. Or you have to take your car and take it to the gas station, and you realize at the pump, you know, man, this is down, but it's still crazy high. And that's because what we've seen with Bidenomics is that we've had so much government spending, so much additional debt, that it's created massive amounts of inflation to the fact that just everyday living, you feel the pain. And that's why Bidenomics can never catch on, because ultimately Americans are seeing that what Joe Biden has instituted as president and in charge of the federal government has not actually helped them. Americans, it has made them far worse off.
You know, Mike, I'm laughing because I live in California, and Governor Newsom thinks that we're doing fantastic here, too. You know, we have gas at fluctuates between 649 and 599, and he thinks that somehow that's fantastic, right? We have supermarket shelves. I tell people all the time in California, when I used to go in, you'd have a product that you didn't see any empty spaces on the shelf, and they were 4, 5, 6 deep in product. Now you're seeing 2 or 3 deep. There are holes on the shelves, and you're easily paying 35-40% more. Natural gas, which they're trying to do away with here, our electricity bill now has a delivery charge. Now, think about that. They're charging me to deliver electricity to my house. But here's how it works. The gas-powered plants, you get a surcharge for the natural gas that they use to deliver that electricity, make it and deliver it to your home. And I wonder why people are sitting here trying to figure out, do I fill the tank or do I put food on the table? But this is how all Joe Biden thinking, this is wonderful. This is hurting the average American, right? I mean, home ownership is down. Savings are down. Credit card debt's up, is it not?
You know, Biden and his press secretary, you know, they claim that this economy is, you know, works for everybody. But I believe that statement's only true to the extent maybe a single Band-Aid can cover multiple stab wounds. And the reality is that, just like you said, every economic indicator seems to say that the economy is shrinking. We're seeing one of the worst economic policies in the past 50 years. Americans are paid not to work. Investors are being coerced into putting their funds into new Green New Deal, stock bubbles. Federal government is growing more significant daily and daily. We just got done shooting bundles of cash into the economy with our Federal Reserve. I mean, the fundamental truth is that Biden's economic agenda should be discarded into history's trash heap.
In all fairness, if we're going to be totally honest about it, it's not Bidenomics. It's Obamanomics. And I don't believe for a minute, I don't know where you are, you and I haven't talked about it. I don't believe for a minute that Joe Biden even knows he's president most of the time. It's just my personal opinion.
Oh, well, you know, that's fair. And you can call it Obamanomics, and I'm sure if you go back far enough, you can call it Clintonomics and go all the way back to Carter and FDR. You know, the fact of the matter is that when you grow government, freedom collapses. And when freedom collapses, economic prosperity also drops like a sack of potatoes. And so, you know, there only is one solution out there, and it's elimination. Don't replace it. Eliminate it. You know, when you put out a house fire, your next step is not to figure out what to replace the fire with. And the same thing goes with public policy. You know, you have to kill these bad policies, and it's more important than just tweaking them or revising them. And that is, you have to get government out of the way to really allow American businesses and families to prosper.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting. I'll go back to Claudine Gay for a second, as she talks about leaving Harvard, and she says, you know, it's been really distressing to have doubt cast on my commitments to confronting hate and to upholding scholarly rigor. And I think this is hilarious because, again, you had a chance to confront hate right there on TV in Congress, you know, in front of probably millions of people at this point in time. And she is blaming, you know, the threats fueled by racial animus in moving her out and pushing her out. No, it's actually her not standing up for a group of people that were being persecuted and basically being told that we're going to get rid of them for all intents and purposes.
That's a really good point, Joe. You know, she had an opportunity to confront racial animus. That was her testimony to Congress. But instead, she took the sides of the Nazis, right, and turned a blind eye to many particular calls for genocide of the Jewish people. Then, you know what, she had an opportunity to promote intellectual rigor, right? But all throughout her professional and academic career, she did the exact opposite by copying conservatives, copying progressives, copying anybody that she needed to so that she can get the next pat on the back from academia. So once again, we're in a situation where, you know, let this speak is do what I say, not what I do, because these double standards are just glaring, doing the exact opposite of what you're calling for.
Uh-oh. Did you mute yourself? I'll find a way to get it back. Anyway, and the funny thing about it is the person that she has decided to that she decided to copy Carol, is it Carol Swain?
Yes, Carol Swain.
Right? I mean, she's a conservative African-American woman. I mean, seriously, if you're going to pick somebody, that had to be thought through. It had to be thought through as to how the message that she was trying to get out there.
It does, but you know what, Joe? It just goes to say that, you know, if you want the best academic minds, the best intellectual minds, you know, you got to go to a conservative. They're the only ones who are gonna create challenging thought. So I personally love seeing that. It's a way of flattery.
I guess so.
But it does go without saying that, you know, the whole purpose here is really not about intellectual rigor. It's not about, you know, stopping racism. It's all about promoting yourself, even if you have to lie to do it. And that's what Claudine Gay represented. That's what Harvard is obviously promoting. And I'm glad to see it get a slap in the face.
Oh, me too. You know, here's the sad part about all of this. These colleges, these Ivy League schools, if you would, they were originally founded to promote virtue and godliness and all of that, and now it's to the point where you can't even really talk about God. If you bring a Bible on the campus, they kind of make fun of you. And I'm thinking to myself, really, seriously, how far we've gone from where our founding fathers had in mind as a foundation for this country.
No, that's exactly right. You know, they only want to talk about God when he can be put into the political window that they want to look at, right? They don't want to look at truth. They only want to look at truth when it is in line with their own perspective. And sadly, it's just a sign of the times. Leftism is a poison. It turns you away from God. It turns you away from morality. It turns you towards self and Satanism. And clearly, we've seen all of that in the last 2-3 months. But I'm glad to see that there are those out there who are still willing to call a spade, call out these double standards, and do the best that they can to make sure that institutions like Harvard, right, promote true diversity, which is allowing everybody to compete by their own merit.
This is why I love my listeners. Somebody just sent me this line. Said, you know, Harvard was created by an act of the Massachusetts legislature in 1636 to educate clergy. It was then charged with the education of the English and Indian youth of this country in knowledge and godliness. And that's according to the charter of 1650. Just amazing. Hey, we'll be back in a minute. People look how far. Michael will still be with me when we return.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Oh, horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Really, truly, get involved, get engaged, but get informed first. And I always tell you guys, I said, you know, I bring people on the show that have a clue. Because just because I have a microphone doesn't mean I actually have a clue. It just means I have a microphone. But welcome Project 21 member Michael Austin, and he is a free market economic consultant, president of Knowledge and Decisions Economic Consulting. And Michael, again, thanks for joining me. Appreciate your time with me. Many people don't know what Project 21 is. Why don't you explain to them what it is and what it does? Are you there? Lost you. Don't you love modern technology? Anyway, we'll get him back. We'll do something here to turn. You there? It's all right. I'll try to get it back on. Michael is again. You know, Project 21's been around forever, and I was. I met these people, met them at CPAC. I say these people, you know what I mean. And the beauty behind it, honestly and for real, is the it's an African American group, and they're out there, and they're making a difference. They're doing the work it takes to make a change.
Is not available.
Oh.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any.
Okay, well, we'll forget that one then. All right. Anyway, hopefully I can get a hold of him later and get some more information. But check it out. Seriously. When you think about what these people, they're out there doing things for you. It's nationalcenter.org, right? Nationalcenter.org. And you know, check out what they do, the programs that they have. Help them out. I tell you guys all the time, you cannot make a difference. You can't do anything. It's like with PJI. Brad Dacus will be coming on in a little bit. But PJI won't tell you the same thing. It takes, to take a case to Supreme Court, it hovers around $500,000. Which is why you hear people say, well, you know, you got to have a lot of money to be able to fight the law. Well, the sad part is, yeah, should never be that way, should never have been that way. I believe that's not really what our founding fathers wanted. But you've got organizations that'll do it. And they provide these services for free. PJI, Project 21 will help you out as well. And this is why you have to be on it. This is why you have to know what's going on in the news, in the world as a whole. All right. Philadelphia Mayor Cheryl Parker, she's declared a public safety emergency. About time. I don't know what was wrong with the last person in there. I never do get these people who are afraid from a political standpoint to make a decision. In her first official act since being inaugurated Tuesday, Philadelphia Mayor Cheryl Parker, she signed an executive order declaring a citywide public safety emergency. Now, she's directing the police. Are you ready for this one? They're gonna try to drum her out, I'm sure. She directed the police department to develop comprehensive plans that will address crime across the city. Now, the order directs new police commissioner Kevin Bethel to work with the managing director, Adam Thiel, and others in the department, right? They're going to hire more police. They're not reducing. They're not taking money away. They're going to hire more police. Think about that one, right? The first department I've heard that are going, you know, to the wall with this. They're going to put together a plan within the next 100 days to hire more police officers, reduce violent crime, and quell quality of life offenses, which I would imagine is, you know, breaking and entering, theft, all that fun stuff, right? At least I hope so. And let's see how it works out. Wouldn't it be great? They see some real success, and now you can go to the others and say, hey, look, what you're doing isn't working. Look what we did. It's working great. Anyway, she says, we're going to go expeditiously to get every available resource into the neighborhoods, especially the ones that are struggling from scourges of crime, gun violence, drugs, addiction. The declaration was one of the trio of executive orders that she signed. Hours after she was done, was sworn in, she signed an order that will make the municipal government more visible, responsive, and effective. They've got to deliver services quicker. I mean, when you get the graffiti, the studies show over and over and over again that when it comes to graffiti type of things, and removing graffiti, the faster you remove it, right, a couple times, the faster you remove it, the less of a chance it has of coming back. Right, because they get tired of doing it. The whole idea is for them to see their name up there. Anyway. She also signed, an order to make municipal government afford services to citizens and constituents, and another that removes barriers to employment, including some college degree requirements. Now, some of you go, oh, really? Yeah, really, because here's what's going on, too. When it comes to Google and Facebook and some of the bigger companies, they're no longer requiring college degrees for a lot of their positions because they don't see the need in it if somebody's already spent, the guy like me. I spent 25 years in the technology world. I never got a degree. I got experience. I had more experience than most of the guys who had degrees. And I lost jobs or I didn't get jobs because I didn't have the degree. And the few companies that had the guts to hire me without the degree, we did well. Matter of fact, one job in particular, I really kicked butt against the guy that had a degree and was all that, a bag of chips until he failed. Not putting degrees down. Just because you have one I don't doesn't make me less smart than you are. Maybe I don't speak the English so good. I don't know. Maybe I don't write so well. So what? I can still get the job done. I have just as much respect for that guy that goes to college, right, spends years in college. If you're a lawyer or a doctor, you got an intern. There's a lot you have to do before you become somebody who can actually go into court, make your case. I have just as much respect for the guy that goes out every day, working 8, 10, 12 hours a day as a plumber, carpenter, electrician. Come on, you with me? Think about this. To feed his family, to feed the local economy, to do the right thing. What am I missing? He's got just as much, he deserves just as much credit, just as much respect as the attorney and the doctor. All right. Anyway. So when you see, I'm hoping that we see more and more of these, they're calling themselves centrist Democrats, right? They believe in business. They believe in better education. And she's embraced some of the tough-on-crime tactics. She's not interested. And she spoke to it while she was campaigning. She said that she would go out of her way to hire hundreds of new officers. You know, and there's no reason in the world why we can't get back to where we were and get these crimes under control. Well, God bless her for having the guts to say it. There are a lot of people that won't say it because they think that the mainstream is again. No, all you're hearing about, right? That's all you're hearing about. You got to do the right thing. Just stay and do the right. Just do the right thing, and don't care what they say. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly, truly, truly be part of. As you knew what was going to happen, Trump has appealed the main ruling, stating that he's ineligible for a 2024 primary ballot. It's just amazing. Let the people decide. Remember, to this point, not only has he not been found guilty of anything, let's go one step further, right? He hasn't been charged with insurrection or treason or any of those things. Right? And yet they've already found him guilty and ready to throw him in jail. Just amazing. And then you got Bob Menendez out there again. He's facing more allegations in a new indictment. And man, it's the list is growing. And yet, guess what? He's still voting. He's in there every day, and he's still voting. It's just amazing. And for those of you Dems that are kind of listening in sneakily, I want you to think about something. The Biden administration right now is spending hundreds of thousands of dollars fighting Governor Greg Abbott and protect just simply for wanting to protect his state. Putting up the barriers in the river, the walls, and so on. Think about that. Don't care about you. So I'm your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Brad Dacus joins us in the next hour.